This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And joining us now is reporter Harvey Reist of the Houston Chronicle, based in Galveston, and his wife, Dr. Jackie Cole, a veterinarian. Harvey and Jackie, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So last Sunday, hurricane season ended, and 2.5 months ago, Hurricane Ike hit Galveston. I suspect there's not a lot of joy in that information for you guys still cleaning up.
Well, there are a lot of people that, 75% of the housing stock was damaged. There are a lot of people who still have not returned to their homes. There are people's homes that were damaged. They're irreparable. And there are people in the housing projects they don't know whether they'll ever be able to return.
Still.
Because the housing projects were damaged so severely, and that's still an issue. So there's still a lot of problems. There are businesses that have not opened as yet. So there's still a lot of recovery to be done, although I have to say that on the other side of the coin, there has been a lot of progress. On the Seawall Boulevard, which is the main tourist area, almost all the businesses have reopened. They were the least affected by the hurricane because it's the highest point of the island, and they were protected by the seawall. So
well, that's definitely positive. Dr. Cole, describe what it's like in a community like Galveston when clearly the rest of the nation sort of moves on and the seasons change, and you're still faced with all this work and human impacts from Ike.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that it's much different than other areas that have suffered disasters in the past, in that everybody is sort of pretty much self-focused. And this particular disaster was taken off the headlines by the economic disaster that this country is facing, the economic problems this country is facing, as well as the historic election we just had. So we're all breathing a sigh of relief because we're not having to face any more potential storms as we clean up. But it's interesting. We've got one of the things that, you know, you talk about the economic problems. One of the things that happened here in Galveston is that we lost 3,000 people were laid off of our largest employer, University of Texas Medical Branch Medical School here. So we're facing not only the cleanup and recovery from the physical disaster, which was a flood event and not so much a wind event, and then the economic disaster that accompanies it, some of it from the problems of trying to keep a business open when there's either not enough people here or damage to the buildings.
Well, sir, certainly Hurricane Ike has had the impact of creating underemployment for your entire community. Thanks
yes.
so much, Harvey and Jackie, for allowing us to check in on the people of Galveston here as hurricane season is over, but there's plenty of work left to do. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
And we go out on one more story from Galveston coming back after Hurricane Ike. Here's Hardest Susan Henry.
We have a friend living with us whose house had 4 feet of water in it. FEMA came out and measured for a trailer in her yard, but she would have to cut down a really large tree. And oddly enough, she turned down the trailer because she felt that this tree was trying to come back, and it was green. It was very little green coming through, but it was certainly fighting to come back. And to her, that sort of signified her fight to come back.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.